Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, which is a great place to be, right? Absolutely empowering place. Gives you lots of options and information that, you know, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's just face it. Well, Magical Frank and I, Engineer Frank and I, are going to be delivering some quality broadcasting experiences here in just a few minutes. We are going to be talking about the last resort. Yep. Because, you know, push comes to shove. What you going to do? We got some options for you. Also, we're going to talk about a little bit about liver disease and how you can avoid that and some other stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, because we care about righteous men and women. We pray for them every day. Probably you're out there listening right now. And I'm minding the time and hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face because, you know, time groweth short. And it's our responsibility to seek the Lord's face, plead for truth and justice, like Isaiah 59 says, and, you know, ask for assistance. This nation needs it. And if we pull together and ask, the Lord will hear. And it's his duty to hear, but all he owes us is justice. That's it. So we'll see what happens. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, let's see what we got. Transplant organs. Oh, yay. Apparently, vehicle death by vehicles are down. People aren't donating organs enough. So now they're just growing them. Causing a real problem because this new approach of generating human organs by growing them inside pigs and sheep, kind of controversial. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of companies braving their way past the health agency. The National Institutes of Health said, you know, hold on there, put the brakes on. We're not really going to approve this. Growing human tissue inside animals, farm animals like this, because they want to grow, let's see, hearts, livers, and other organs that may be necessary for transplantation. So the National Institutes of Health said, we just want to look at all the scientific and social implications before we give you the green light on these animals being, you know, human incubators. Animal incubators for human tissue. It's just creeping me out, just reporting on it. So the effort to incubate organs inside farm animals, ethically charged, let's just put it that way. Experiments of this sort rely on a lot of cutting-edge technology like fusion technology, stem cell biology, gene editing techniques, and scientists are now... It's easy for them to change the DNA inside a pig or inside the sheep embryo. They can actually wipe it out, make it a blank slate if they want. So it's incapable of forming any specific tissue. Then they add the stem cells from humans, and they hope that the cells take over and grow the appropriate organ, and then use it to put into somebody that needs it. According to, let's see, Daniel Geary, he's a cardiologist at the University of Minnesota. He's in charge of a lot of this experimentation. He says, we can make an animal without a heart. We have engineered pigs that lacked a skeletal muscular system and blood vessels. So their research, you know, they want to try to grow human hearts in swine, in pigs. That's his technology. He's a cardiologist. That's what he wants to do. And, of course, you know, he doesn't appreciate the National Institutes of Health putting on the brakes a little bit. He says he wrote them a letter saying that they're threatening the process and casts a shadow of negativity on their work. Well, Gary, you know, I don't know. Somebody in authority is going to explain it to you. And guess what? Sometimes when... you're in the presence of God, it can inflict, it can produce some divine terror. Hope you know. Moved along in the quack report. We're talking after Ebola, they say there's some other tropical diseases that pose big new threats. This is a report coming out of London. Some new well-known bacterial diseases, they say, may be killing more people worldwide, more than measles, according to scientists on Monday. One of them is the mosquito-borne virus called Zika. They say global warming's to blame. Mm-hmm. Researchers at the Journal of Nature Microbiology, they called a bacterial infection that is melioidosis. It's more resistant now to a wide range of antibiotics. So the melioidosis can kind of mimic other diseases, so you have to have a good microbiology lab to culture the bacteria to identify it. So 165,000 people contracted this melioidosis, and 89,000, it could be fatal. So at the same time, scientists in Britain's Oxford University, they're warning about the Zika virus, which, you know, carried by mosquitoes, a major outbreak in Brazil, the potential for rapid spread areas. They said that the Zika mosquito virus, they think, is responsible for a surge in babies in Brazil that have been born with microencephalopathy, restricted head growth, and serious limits to their mental physical ability. So the zones, though, don't get all upset. The zones are not here in the northern United States. South Asia, East Asia, Australia, Saharan Africa region, and South America. So there you go. More disease. Last but not least in the Quack Report, we got a popular vitamin supplement by Centrum. Ring any bells? Yeah, Centrum's Men multivitamin apparently contains a laundry list of synthetic ingredients, compounds, even toxic additives. Apparently, it contains modified cornstarch, which most likely is from GM corn. It has butylated hydrotoluene, or BHT. It's an immune system toxic. They use it as a preservative, but it's an immune system toxic toxin and can trigger a lot of allergies and in some cases even cancer. They also have hydrogenated palm oil, trans fatty acids, which, you know, FDA admits now develops cardiovascular disease in humans. Magnesium stearate, it's a flow agent found in all sorts of supplements. It tends to suppress your immune system and promotes the formation of formaldehyde and is a carcinogenic poison. They use it in, pest control industry. How nice. It's in your vitamin. Also, polyethylene glycol, which is a synthetic resin compound. It's linked to organ toxicity. Yellow dye 6, which is a petroleum-based coloring agent. It's been linked to more organ toxicity, hyperactivity in kids, and Centrum, owned by Pfizer. Yeah, line right up for that one. Get some whole food supplements, people. Don't take that. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay. Going to talk about the last resort. Then we're going to get into some neat stuff about saving your liver. All right. So what exactly is the last resort? Well, you know, if you're a sports fan, according to coaches, it's when the game is on the line. But the Cambridge English Dictionary states that the last resort is when you turn to the last person or thing that is able to help you when all else has failed. And the Oxford Dictionary states that the last resort is equivalent to a final course of action. So the last resort seems to indicate a situation of desperation. It also seems to indicate that unwanted options are attempted, which normally would not be considered. So thinking about your personal worst-case scenario is, well, it's uncomfortable and it's depressing. But this is why humans avoid thinking about it and doing anything about it. So at the same time, blind hopefulness can lead us, well, can leave us ill-equipped and ill-prepared. Now, if the Federal Reserve Bank has a policy of last resort, then why don't you? So let's take a look at this. Yeah, the central bank, you know, President Jefferson warned us, third president of the United States, he warned us about having a central bank. He felt it was more dangerous to our liberty than a standing army. Tend to agree there. So the Federal Reserve Bank will lend money to risky borrowers. So if other banking institutions refuse to lend, the Federal Reserve can act like a used car salesman and say, yes, we can. So the central bank is set up as a, quote, lender of last resort, or an LLR, to those who fail to secure credit, like commercial businesses and even other banks. So bankers understand that they can tap into the LLR when they are in financial crisis. So the term lender of last resort originated in France when the Bank of England was established in 1797. And there are slightly different definitions to the LLR. However, most are associated with providing liquidity to the banks. So this methodology will lead to acquiring more risk than necessary. However, we're told by economic and financial experts that this, quote, risk is necessary. It's a necessary evil. And it's less severe than the consequences of a panic-induced run on the banks. So we're to understand that the lender of last resort is a countermeasure for when economic hell breaks loose. Well, let's see what the Cato organization says about the lender of last resort. They say, quote, the LLR concept is identified is as a monetary rather than a credit or a banking function and is a protector of the world money supply in times of panic, end of quote. And let's see, Norbert Michael, he's a PhD research fellow at the Financial Regulations Thomas Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies. He says this, throughout history, the Fed's LLR policies have jeopardized its operational independence and put taxpayers at risk, end of quote. Oh, yeah, it's always us on the hook for everything, right? But, you know, life goes on, right? We can keep positive outlook as we look to the future because, you know, life goes on. But what kind of life will we have is the question. Will we have, you know, a good money system, freedom, prosperity, safety? Well, if we ask the financial experts, the religious leaders, the PhDs, and a variety of intellectuals that question, you're going to get answers all over the map. So perhaps we should ask a car manufacturer. Bet you can't tell me who said this. Quote, any man who thinks he can be happy and prosperous by letting government take care of him better take a closer look at the American Indian, end of quote. Yeah, that was Henry Ford who said that. So what's at stake here? I mean, the bank has, you know, a last resort policy. Think of it. Okay, so when men cannot live in peace following their moral conscience, it creates oppression, slavery, and war. And ignorance is expensive. So we can choose to be aware and be prepared or not. So the key is to understand that there's a lot of standardized deception afoot, and we have to be diligent. And history has some very life-saving lessons for us. Here's a quote from a Roman orator, Marcus Cicero, 106 BC to 43 BC, says this, not knowing what happened before you were born is to be a child forever. Well, yeah. History's important. That's why they took it out of the public school system. I mean, the real history. So what's your policy? I guess that's what I'm asking you. I mean, the standardized banks have, you know, all hell breaks loose, you know, last resort policy. I guess we all ought to have one, right? So when we get into trouble, what does man do? Well, his policy usually of last resort is ask God to help, right? Well, God can certainly bail us out if he wants to. However, scripture cautions us not to be fence sitters because indecision is a decision to do nothing. So we're coming to this ultimate fork in the road, and those who are aware and have prepared have more than a chance to endure all this uncertainty. So the banks have their last resort policy to stave off panic. Do you? Is the question. So your personal plan can help alleviate a lot of personal panic. And panicked people are in a state of hysteria, and they tend to make some grave mistakes. So panic is fear, and fear is unproductive. It stresses us out. It blocks our rational thinking. Right? When you get all afraid of something and you're threatened, and that's a pretty high level, You get lightheaded in some situations. You just can't think straight. And a lot of people get frozen. They can't move. Well, let's talk about your vision here for a second, because one thing that people who prepare have is vision. They're able to look ahead to see their goal. So self-improvement author Elizabeth Guidu, I guess that's how you pronounce it, she has some suggestions on how we can deal with fearful situations and that get in the way of our goals. She says you want to go beyond the danger, the anger and the danger. This helps avoid panic, and it spurs on ideas to solve the problem. She says we should think things through and have an active plan. So now's the time to think through the worst-case scenario that can happen to you and your family and plan for it and to sidestep that problem. You want to stay positive, she says, even if things look completely dire. A positive frame of mind gives us strength, courage, and power. Okay, you know, solid mental, you know, cognitive thought, rational thought, power in that. She also says build the zone. You want to prepare for the worst means you are building a real zone around you that helps maintain your protection. So whatever that is that helps you complete the zone will deter fear and panic and help you better manage situations. She also recommends no compromise. It means never give up. It's the Waterloo mentality, and it puts fear into your enemy. Kind of like that. That's kind of like, you know, a George Patton thing. You know? No procrastination. Never put off important tasks with excuses. So being afraid is an excuse. And when the pushback time arrives, you will regret procrastinating because it changes the results. The outcome has changed. Now she says, comparisons, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Do the best that you can with what you have. You know, the martial arts were created when oppressed people had no weapons of defense. So don't let fear make you believe you can't succeed. And the first rule to winning is to participate, you know, take action. All right, strong faith is also listed. It's your secret weapon. You want to use your core beliefs to strengthen you and to empower you to ask God for his help, and he will assist you. Yep. If you're on the right path, he will. Also, your needs need to be met. Think about this. Having shelter, food, water, warm clothing are going to be your necessities. So get these things taken care of out of the way so, you know, you're not worried about them. These can also be provided to you in many different ways. Don't think you just have to have it one way. So keep your options open. For instance, instead of a traditional house for a shelter, it could be an all-season tent or a travel trailer, okay? You know, your bug-out safety location. Hello. You're safe, you know? All right. So really overcoming these obstacles is really surviving them. And I understand you guys are tired of hearing about prepping and getting prepared for the worst, you know, but you can't deny that preparing improves your options and diminishes the likelihood of facing an uncontrolled and drastic last resort situation. So I don't know about you, and I don't know how much time is left to prepare, but I feel really compelled to express urgency to you, okay? So the infrastructure is fragile, and supplies can become hard to get. And I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I don't know. It could, but most likely it's going to be this dwindling in the supply chain. And you may have already noticed it. I've noticed it in some areas. So now financial experts are telling us 1 in 4 Americans don't have a checking account or less than $1,000 in the bank. So if money's the reason for not prepping, why don't you sell the stuff you don't need at the flea market or even on eBay? One guy told me he made $1,200 selling the stuff in his attic that was in good condition, things like, he said, ice skates, you know, that he never used. So if there's a will, there's a way to get your money that you need to plan your last resort with better outcomes than even the Federal Reserve. Hmm? So here's some helpful picks because, you know, a week doesn't go by that someone doesn't ask me what they should stock up on their backup herb medicine thing. Well, if you go to the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com, there are several options. So if you're looking for herbal packages, there's a stock up section covering a variety of items. However, in general, I would look at the prevention type of herbal formulas. So that would be things like the all-in-one, the astragalus root, the pandemic kit, the My Three Amigos, the digestion kit. A majority of them are under the immune boosting allergy section. And then also the formulas that address infections like sinus, blood, urinary tract, viral, bacterial stuff. Look for those under your immune boosters. And also the emergency packs are also a good idea. You know, your heart attack pack, your snake bite kit, that kind of stuff. And you can always call to ask for some personal assistance in your selection. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's thepowerherbs.com or apothecaryherbs.com, if you will. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Again, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can get a free catalog. Also, if you're on the website, don't forget to check out their discount coupons and save while you're shopping. So thepowerherbs.com is the website. You can get there with herbtalklive.net. And empower yourself. Be prepared. You know, last resort scenario going to go well for you. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the bank has one. We better have one. I started prepping in, I want to say, 2010. Yeah. Yeah. So, no time like the present. If you haven't done it, get to getting, as they say. All right, we've got a few minutes before the break. Oh, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're free. Empowering information goes out each and every week to you by email. So the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can also find a lot of time discounts, special discounts in those newsletters for the herbal products on the powerherbs.com website. So check that out. All right. Liver disease. Nobody wants it. Nobody should have it. So we're going to talk about what to look for, some tips here on what can be done. I mean, you know, modern medicine have you, you know, just at their mercy. Can't do anything. According to the CDC, in 2010, there was like 100,000 hospital admissions for chronic liver disease and over 31,000 deaths from liver disease. Goodness. So, for every 100,000 people, 3 will die from sick livers. Goodness gracious. However, according to the American Liver Foundation, there are over 30 million Americans, that's 1 out of 10 people, that are living with liver disease right now. And what kind of liver disease are we talking about? Well, the usual kind. You know, things like hepatitis C, the non-alcohol fatty liver, the liver cancer, the cirrhosis, the hepatitis B, that kind of stuff. You know, that makes a liver so sick. Not happy. Well, we're going to talk about how we prevent that, some drugs that may put your liver at risk of that. We're going to talk about herbs that your liver just going to love and help it regenerate and heal itself. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I can see by the clock. We're going to be taking a break. We got lots of stuff, and we're also going to touch on, I think, the Dr. Mom topic. You know, a lot of Dr. Moms out there. They're doing good. We'll be right back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, fading light. Oh, we'll find you 50
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Down into the oldies. I like that. That's awesome. Hey, oldies got some good stuff, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's any better music out there lately, but kind of like the oldies. Well, we're talking about your liver. Let's get back to that. You know, we want to prevent some liver problems. Make sure, you know, make sure the lifestyle is pretty healthy. Avoid those overindulgence in alcohol, of course. And it's real important to avoid, get this, the aerosol sprays, right? Avoid those sprays. You breathe those in, the liver doesn't like it because it has to neutralize all that toxicity through the pulmonary system, delivers all that to it through the blood, has to neutralize it with enzymes like P450, and it, you just overtax the liver. You want to avoid sharing personal care products like toothbrushes, nail clippers, razors. You want the hepatitis thing. Also, you know, you want to exercise some caution with, you know, any areas of intimacy, too. Also, illegal drugs, you don't want to go there because that'll really put you in a pickle. And also, you want to educate yourself about the liver and what affects it. Okay, you want to give it some TLC. Okay, let's talk about, first off, some drugs, for instance. There are lots of prescription drugs that can damage the liver. So drugs like your common pain relievers, like acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen, aspirin, even oral contraceptives and antifungal drugs tend to promote what is called viral hepatitis. It damages the blood vessels in the liver, and the liver develops scar tissue, and it can lead to cirrhosis of the liver. So prescription drugs can give you also a fatty liver, jaundice, and even liver tumors. If you want a more detailed list of the drugs that can be harmful to the liver, you might want to go to hepcnet.net and click on their drugs that damage the liver. That's hepcnet.net. And if you get our newsletters, you get those hot links inside so that you can get that information right away. Also, drug-induced hepatitis, let's talk about that. There's a lot of literature on how the prescription drugs are, you know, more research is going into a lot of these drugs that cause what is called drug-induced hepatitis. So if you're taking the birth control pills, for instance, or if you're on heart medicines like your statin drugs or your tetracycline drugs, you could end up with an inflamed liver. And liver disease can often, you know, be a side effect of the drug. And the pharmaceutical manufacturers tell you to notify your doctor if you experience any abdominal pain, dark urine, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, headache, jaundice, loss of appetite, nausea or vomiting, or a rash, or even white-colored stools. Oh, that's the death sentence right there. If you see white-colored stools, you are in trouble. In other words, you're experiencing what is called liver damage, and you'll end up with hepatitis A, B, C, or D. So you run the risk of any of that if you're in the hospital getting a bunch of these drugs. And, of course, any of the hospital, if it's got poor hygiene, you can run the risk of getting it there. All right, there's also a little bit of pain relief we want to touch on. Really, typically, pain relief products also have an adverse effect on the liver. So if you have chronic knee, elbow, shoulder, neck, or back pain, and you take on a regular basis the Tylenol, the Advil, the Motrin, the Aleve, or any of the extra strength aspirin products, you're putting your liver at risk of developing hepatitis. Hope you know. Yep. Also, they're not good for your kidneys either, any of those pain relievers. Also, long-term use of aspirin therapy for blood thinning clots leads to, it leads to macular degeneration. So, other drugs I mentioned, antibiotics can also cause hepatitis of the liver, like amoxicillin, like especially Augmentin, right? So heart drugs like Lipitor, Mevacor, Provacol, Zocor, Lescal, Crestor all have the potential of causing hepatitis to your liver. So long-term drug therapy is going to put your liver at risk. So it does stress the liver. That's why they sometimes do liver profiles from time to time. They may have you come in every 3 months. At that one, you get a refill on your prescription. And they'll run the liver profile blood work. And if the enzymes are off, the damage is already being done to the liver. That's usually when they yank you off that stuff, put you on something else. Well, let's talk about some herbs, which I like to use. Pharmaceutical concentrated doses can harm the liver. And you want to also be really careful and not overdo some of the medicinal herbs. You know, the medicinal herbs aren't to be used like a dietary supplement sometimes. They're more for a specific use short term. So some herbs that are intended for short term use and shouldn't be taken long term because they can lead to weakening of the liver would be herbs like Cascara Sagrada, Chaparral, Comfrey, Kava, Mistletoe, and Ephedra. You can't get Ephedra. The FDA don't want you to have it. Only the drug companies can have that. That's what they make your Sudafed out of. So watch the Sudafed use. Hello. Also, shark cartilage and other supplements are all that also could cause liver damage. You know, you want to be conscious of your dose and any related side effects, any anti-regulatory advisories, because it doesn't take a lot, of an herb. Sometimes, you know, they test the herb inappropriately. In other words, let's say you were to drink it as an herbal tea or maybe take it in a little capsule or a tincture. A lot of times what the FDA will take, you know, 30 pounds of an herb and extract only the strongest alkaloids and throw that into a lab animal and watch it die. That's not how you use the herb. So it's all in how they're testing it too. You want to be aware of that. Also want to touch on vaccines. Vaccines have scientifically been documented to cause liver disease. Your influenza vaccines and your hepatitis B vaccine, common problem for the liver, right? Also, some studies, want to mention liver studies, nutrients, how they react, the liver reacts to the nutrients. The mineral magnesium helps protect the body from lethal toxicity, so you might want to consider that. Chlorella contains high magnesium, if you're looking for that. Research on chlorella makes it a very inexpensive nutrient to help your liver to detox itself. Check that out. So if you're looking for that, farm-raised at this point, because, you know, what happened to Japan, can't have it. Some of the herbs that I like to use to strengthen and help the liver out, main one I like is milk thistle. It contains antioxidants, silymarin, and the liver utilizes this antioxidant in what is known as a protein synthesis to make new liver-healthy liver cells and replace old and sick ones. So the antioxidants in your milk thistle will protect your liver from toxicity. And if you're using your mineral content in your whole foods, like your magnesiums, also going to benefit the liver. So milk thistle has been used for hundreds of years. Various liver ailments, such as fatty liver, inflamed liver, jaundice, cirrhosis, hepatitis, and the liver just loves it. Yeah. I wouldn't hesitate to use milk thistle in a skinny minute for my liver. And I do. Okay, some other herbs that you might want to consider that contain high magnesium to help your liver out are the pain and anti-inflammatory herbs of willow bark and meadow sweet. So you have the option there. And you can also, use that with your milk thistle. You can combine them. That's fine. So you have the option. Some of the over-the-counter prescribed pain relievers are not going to be an option for you. It's the organic whole food herbs that have this natural salicin in them that create that anti-inflammatory pain relief that is very gentle on the liver and won't hurt you. Other herbs I like to use are cayenne and ginger and clove. All going to have your high magnesium in them. Strengthens also the cardio system at the same time. So if you're worried about cancer of the liver, then, you know, hey, do what Windsor Medical University in Canada does. They use dandelion root to kill cancer cells. So check that out. Okay, so we got a little message here from the chat room. They're asking for all the herbs for liver and kidneys. Ah, well, here's the secret. If milk thistle's good for the liver, and let's say a circulatory herb like ginger and cayenne help improve circulation throughout the body, you can add it to your milk thistle for faster relief and get it into the system quick. So the liver likes the silymarin in the milk thistle. You can also cleanse the gallbladder if you're going to cleanse the liver at the same time, because they kind of communicate with each other and work together in tandem. So if you don't have a gallbladder, you can still cleanse your liver, not a problem. So if you're looking for cleansing of the organ, it's fairly simple and straightforward. Barberry bark for a gallbladder, milk thistle for the liver. Kidneys, a little different situation. A lot of times for very basic things, if you've got a little urinary tract issue going on, juniper berries, the oils in the juniper can help. But if you have renal failure going on, weak kidneys, you do not want to use juniper. And juniper will irritate weak kidneys because the oils are really strong. So you want to use anything that's basically a juniper-free formula for the kidneys. Now, if you're looking at the powerherbs.com website, they do have juniper-free options there. They have a kidney cleanse, gallbladder cleanse, if you will, that you can use, and it's really easy so easy. You just use the tincture, or you can use the tincture and tea combo, which I prefer to do because it gives you more of a synergistic effect. For instance, you can use a corn silk for the kidneys, uvarisi leaf, horsetail, pipsqua leaf, burdock root, golden flower, marshmallow root's very soothing to irritated tissue, including your kidneys. Ginger root, we mentioned there earlier, golden seal, of course. And if you're worried about cancer, I always like to add the dandelion there as well. So you can read all about the ingredients also online at thepowerherbs.com, because with each product they do list all the ingredients. Or you can download the catalog. It's free there, or request a hard copy be sent to you, because we tell you what's in everything. We also tell you what the counter regulatories are, so that if you're on certain medications, you may want to use caution. So for instance, if you want to use the kidney bladder cleanse herbs we just talked about, you want to avoid them if you're pregnant, if you are on prescription diuretics, if you have edema, which is fluid retention, or if you have heart disease, like heart failure, congestive heart failure, where you have a lot of edema. So also avoid the juniper if you have, weak kidneys. So they let you know. So no use in buying stuff that you can't use because you're taking something else. So, be aware, be knowledgeable. If you don't know, ask. You can always send me an email off the website, or I'll be in the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so you can call me. Let's see, what else we got? Your liver, kidney solutions are just, a click of the mouse or phone call away. Thepowerherbs.com. Of course, I can't give medical advice, but I can tell you what I'd do if I was you. And God says herbs are here for the service of man, and they are so true. They are here, and they're powerful. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to move along to the next topic. Let's see. Do we have enough time for the Dr. Mom? We may have to save that for next time. Yeah, I may have to save that for next time, folks. So, hey, no worries. We're going to cover a little bit of red clover here, which is one of my favorite herbs. Yeah, a lot of people see it in their yards during the summer months, and bees like to kind of hover on those little red clovers. And usually in the fall, around September, they turn this really bright purple, and they're just beautiful. And actually, that's the time you harvest your clover, if you're going to harvest the clover, because after the bloom starts to fade, right around the end of September, is when all the nutrients go down to the roots. So you want the red clover root, and a lot of times you can do that in the fall. So a lot of luck in our clover, and St. Patrick, St. Patrick's Day will be coming up. And a lot of people, you know, do the three-leaf clover thing, the Holy Trinity, the shamrocks here and there. But we're talking about the red clover for this, you know, for this purpose of this segment. Most leaflets that you find on clover is 21. So, you know, you think finding a four-leaf clover is lucky. Just imagine finding one with 21. Usually, though, the clover will have four leaves. Sometimes you'll see a three-leaf variety. So when we're talking about clover, the red clover, it's got a long history of medicinal use. So long, in fact, that pharmaceutical companies would be jealous. So red clover is one of the oldest agricultural crops that has at least a 100-year-old track record for treating things like cancer, blood purification, things like that. So some of these things are still controversial through medicine, and a lot of authorities don't go with it anymore. But the Greeks, the Romans, the Celts all used red clover, and it also has been kind of linked to a religious history. So the Romans liked the three-leaf clover because of its symbol of the Trinity. The Irish made the three-leaf clover their shamrock symbol, and later it became a model for the suit of clubs on your playing cards. So in the Middle Ages, the red clover was used by the occult in mystical charms, and the church used it to ward off witchcraft. But red clover blossoms were used by the Chinese. They used it in their medicine to make herbal expectorants. Russian folk medicine lists the red clover as a treatment for asthma, and red clover has been used by cultures all over the world in topical salves for skin sores and for eye infections. So down through the centuries, red clover has gained some other uses, like it's an anti-inflammatory, it's a diuretic, it's sedative, it's a cough suppressant. And they've also used it in a lot of those blood formulas for cancer. So in the 19th century, the naturopaths in the United States adopted red clover to use against pertussis, or the whooping cough virus. I like to use it with a little thyme. Thyme is good too. T-H-Y-M-E. So red clover seemed to have an ability to soothe, and it was listed in the King's American Dispensary in 1898. So the clover was listed as an excellent herb to use for congestive-type conditions like coughs, bronchitis, croup, tuberculosis, etc. So the naturopaths endorsed red clover as an effective agent against the spread of cancer. And red clover was an ingredient in that famous Henry Hoxie's cancer treatment. Later in the 20th century, red clover was a popular ingredient in the patented medicines called trilomium compounds, which were used to treat skin diseases like syphilis and TB. So red clover remained in the National Formulary, which is the pharmacist's reference book, up until 1946. So it is a wonder that it was listed there, since the American Medical Association Council decided that red clover had no medicinal properties whatsoever in 1912. All right, so what do we use it for today? Well, in modern use, the naturopaths will use the red clover for external things like skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. But if they use it internally, it's typically they like to use it for menopause, digestion, or respiratory congestions. A few enlightened healers will use red clover as a blood purifier and to cleanse the blood of cancer cells. It is the bomb, you know? Yep. I use it in my blood cleanser. I use it in my heart formula, too. Yep. Also, FDA isn't really worried about you using red clover. They have red clover listed on their safe list. It's known as the GRAS list, generally recognized as safe GRAS. Okay. They claim red clover has no medicinal value whatsoever, which in reality most likely means the opposite. you're not supposed to know that, though. They're not worried about you overdosing on red clover. But there are a couple of studies on red clover that medicine has done. You know, because they wanted to know, certain things about it. I guess they wanted to extract some alkaloids so they could make drugs from it. But clover, you know, aside from messing up everybody's pretty yard outside, researchers at the National Cancer Institute checked red clover out. And guess what? Red clover does have anti-tumor properties. Mm-hmm. So their report was published in the Journal of the National Product, and Dr. Jonathan Hartwell conducted the research. So he was kind of amazed to discover that the red clover has been used by 33 different cultures for cancer, and this promoted him to do some more research. So what he found was red clover had 4 anti-tumor compounds and 2 phytoestrogen compounds, which confirm red clover's use for cancer and menopause. There's more. He said red clover contains tocopherol, vitamin E, natural vitamin E, can't get better than that, which is a powerful antioxidant to prevent cancer in the first place and also to stop the spread of the cancer and also improves anybody with heart disease. There's a note, though. Red clover, because of its estrogen compounds, shouldn't be used with anybody that may have a type of cancer that's estrogen-dependent, okay, because it would just hasten the cancer, the spread of the cancer, so FYI. So it would aggravate your cancer condition. Now, the isoflavone in the red clover helps reduce the hot flashes that people have at menopause. And an Australian study testified that red clover has 27 postmenopausal women. When they put them on it, they improved not only their menopausal symptoms, but it improved their arterial elasticity, which suggested that it can prevent heart disease by about 23%. Oh, what heart drug could say that and be true? Hello. Well, that's an important find, you know, because a lot of postmenopausal women have heart attacks, right? Absolutely. So, hey, lucky red clover then. That's what you got. And, of course, you're going to find red clover, the folks at Apothecary Herbs include that in their heart formula, and they include that in their blood cleanser. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call, ask for free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if it is an anti-inflammatory and dilates blood vessels, I mean, you know, if you've got thrombitis, you have blood clot problems, hey, red clover may be your saving grace. But, you know, be careful out there. You don't want to mix it with a bunch of prescription stuff. Probably get into a pickle. Yeah, it's one or the other usually. Can't do both. Not really. Not unless you're trying to wean off something onto the other. That may be the only time you could do them both. So if you're looking for red clover, ask folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the best red clover. You can get it certified organic. And, of course, all their formulas are whole food-based and, chemically, as God put it together. There you go. Can't get better than that. Master chemist, that'd be the Holy One, the Holy I Am, Father of Light, right? The Alpha and the Omega. He did that. He did it right. ThePowerHerbs.com tries to preserve everything that he designed. No taking away that copyright. Mm-mm. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.